This is WHCL 88.7 FM in Clinton, New York. And it's an all shellac radiola. Coming at you. Here it is.
Broadcasting station COD, 398 meters marked down from 400. Stand by, please. Stock market quotation. Broker Goldstein was very sick. His temperature went up to 98. Levi says when it gets to 100, he should sell. Public school talk. Public school number 65 learns a new study called Gazinta. Two Gazinta four. Four goes into eight. Father goes into lots of places and comes home very late. Mother goes into hysterics. Then goes into bed. But what goes into corned beef hash, I can't get into my head. I will now talk on the 18th Amendment. It is the only dry subject that's all wet. The history of the United States. First the Dutch settled here. Then came the Irish and settled the Dutch. Then came the Hebrews and settled the Irish. And then came Prohibition and that settled everything. What would our forefathers do if they had Prohibition in those days? Where could they get the spirit of 1776? Could Washington cross the Brandywine? And could Paul Revere get his pony? And I ask you, could the Statue of Liberty be lit up every night? Only last week, I saw a man sell his wife for a glass of whiskey. And yesterday, I saw him, he was crying. I said, I wish I had my wife back. I said to him, are you sorry? He said, no, I'm thirsty. Uh-huh, something special for this evening. The Dempsey-Foypo fight. They're now entering the ring. They're shaking hands, they're good friends. For nothing, they are beginning to fight. Round one. Foypo leads and Dempsey ducks. Dempsey leads, Foypo ducks. Foypo leads, Dempsey ducks. Dempsey leads, Foypo ducks. The end of round one. Round two. Foypo leads, Dempsey ducks. Dempsey leads, Foypo ducks. Foypo leads, Dempsey ducks. Dempsey leads. Foypo forgot the duck. I will now tell bedtime stories for night watchmen. Once upon a time, there was a bad little boy, and his father wanted him to take some cod liver oil, but he wouldn't do it. So his father had to bribe him. He gave the bad little boy 5 cents every time he took the cod liver oil. And finally, the bad little boy had $2 saved up. And guess, little children, what his father did with the $2. He bought him another bottle of cod liver oil. Good night and pleasant dreams. I am ringing off for tonight. I thank you.
Hey, Ernie, you have to be a doctor in this record.
All right, Bill.
Say, Doc.
What is it, Bill?
Do you think I'll live to be 100 years old?
Well, I don't know. Let me see. Do you smoke?
No.
Do you drink?
No.
Do you stay out late at night?
No, sir.
Do you run around with the flapper?
I should say not.
Well, what in the world do you want to live to be 100 years old for?
Well, anyway, there's something wrong with me.
Well, there must be if you come to me.
Well, there will be if I pay you.
Do you mean that you won't pay me?
Why, how much do I owe you, Doc?
Well, now, let me see. You owe me for 4 visits already, and this makes 5.
Well, put it all on one bill, and I'll disappoint you in the lump.
Come, Bill, let's get into the song. All right, Dave.
Oh, tell me, doctor, what can be wrong with me?
Say, have you got a headache or water on the knee?
Well, someone said I'm full of prunes, that's why I'm sad and blue.
Say, here's the only remedy.
Please tell me what to do.
Why, oranges, eat some more oranges. From can I call I ate?
I don't know. I'll get myself a sun-kissed maiden.
And I'll bet you like her orange aiden.
Oh, the fruit of the old apple tree.
Here's a lot of apples for today.
Say, why oranges, eat more oranges. From can I call I ate?
Say, Bill, you know my
my father's doing very well since his operation.
Well, say, Ernie, what did the surgeon do when he operated on your father?
Well, there must be some catch in this. What does the surgeon do when he operates on my father?
So's your old man. Oh, tell me, doctor, what is this pain right here?
If you had waited one day more, you would have died, I fear.
Well, is the case a chronic one? I'd love to know, old G.
I'll write a nice prescription, sir.
Oh, doctor, let me see.
Why, oranges, eat more oranges. From California,
you know my sweeties, very fond of fruities.
Well, go buy a box of Punch's Beauties.
You can go there and eat them, you see.
It's a great investment any day.
Say, buy oranges, eat more oranges. From California. Why oranges, eat more oranges. From California.
Oh, get yourself a Sunkissed Maiden. I'll bet you like her orange aiden. Oh, the fruit of the old apple tree. Here's a lot of apple sauce today. Why oranges, eat more oranges.
Radiola with me, Andy Sr., is dedicated to the resurrection of dead noises. And we heard some pretty noisy dead noises there at the beginning. Ambrose Bierce said that a phonograph was an irritating toy that restores life to dead noises. And I've tried to do that with my computer, so the technology might improve, but the result stays the same. I have cleaned these up considerably. And some of them are in very nice shape, and others I thought might be worth hearing. But anyway, here on WHCL 88.7 FM and WHCL.org, I offer you, for your approval or lack thereof, 51 78s in search of a theme. And the theme is, they've all gone through my equalizer. So we'll see what we come up with. And that was Monroe Silver, starting with Cohen on the Radio, appropriately enough. After that, Billy Jones and Ernie Hare, the Happiness Boys from 1925. Why aren't you eating more oranges? That's what I'd like to know. And then our most happy arrow, our ocarina salesman extraordinaire. Every kid had one after they played that record. It was a big fad back in the 1910s, as far as you know. And continuing on with our quest, we have this.
Remember one little thing, a little kiss each morning, a little kiss at night. Who cares if hard love may be ahead, an empty cupboard, a crust of bread. A little kiss each morning, a little kiss at night. Dreams may disappoint me, as they often do. Bring your tears to me, dear, I'll bring mine to you. Though hair so golden may turn to gray, I'll call you sweetheart the same old way. A little kiss each morning, a little kiss at night.
Thank you.
nice transfer. I gotta say, of course, the record cost me enough, but that's a nice transfer. Chloe, Paul Whiteman, and his concert orchestra from 1928. And a friend of mine named his daughter Chloe, and you can tell he's not a record collector because no record collector would ever name his daughter Chloe. She's a charming girl, and it's just odd. I just wouldn't. I mean, she's a lovely kid and everything, but I couldn't personally bring myself to do that. Not that I'll ever have kids, but that's another thing. Before that, Paul Specht and his orchestra, Oriental Moonlight from 1927, beginning with Guy Lombardo and his Royal Canadians. A Little Kiss Each Morning, A Little Kiss at Night from 1929, all from source documents. The first two, Columbia 78s, that was a 12-inch Victor 78, the last one we heard with Paul Whiteman. I'm Andy Senior, your embalmer of dead noises here on Radiola, and they're pretty lively, some of them. In fact, some of them are downright raucous. We're going to get into that. Here's something that I don't know if anybody's ever heard lately, I've ever thought about it. It was a Red Seal, yet it is decidedly non-decorous and offers a bit of a different perspective on morality. Ronald Werenrath, A Pirate Song, arr. About 1924.
Away. They know I lead them astray. They fall the minute I sway. I am silly. my shoulders and a football thing. For I'm the meanest kind of jazz vampire. I'm the wicked vampire of the jazz. Get up in the morning and I make the coffee roll. Ham and eggs turn over, put the crullers in a hole. Get up on a trolley car, the car begins to sway. Sit upon a half a dozen laps to start the day. I walk into the office and I greet the starter there. Six or seven elevators go up in the air. Sit down at my Remington and syncopate the keys. The fellow by the water stand gets water on the knees. The boss dictates a letter. Dear sir, I'd like to say, the man who gets the letter has to stop and hesitate. And when the day is over and the sun sets in the west, say I'm the only little bird who doesn't go to rest. For I'm a jazz vampire. Take a tip, take a tip, take a tip from me, for I am all the evil music has. I stood by the ocean, no one around. Shook my shoulders and the sun went down. For I'm the meanest kind of jazz vampire.
Crummett with the Virginians. I'm minding my business. A libertarian. Before that, we had a jazz vampire, Marion Harris, from 1920. And starting with Reynold Werenrath, the pirate song. Three misunderstood classes of people, I would have to say. Pirates, vampires, and libertarians. And And I've flirted with at least the last of those, my own thinking. Coming up on Radiola, we have a very somewhat famous record. This is the original of it. Both sides of it. Red Nichols and His Five Pennies. And we're going to start with Washboard Blues, which is, I think, the less heard of the two selections. And that's from 1926. And that's from the old Brunswick. And, again, we ran it through the ringer and rang it.
Thank you. da da da. Look at that baby there. Blue eyes and golden hair. Lovely, gorgeous, that's Gloriana. Ain't she the image of someone you care to love? Oh, oh, so, so, that's Gloriana. Her lips are so inviting, her arms are so exciting, her looks are dynamiting. Keep away from that explosion, she stands out like a gem. They made just one of them, lovely, gorgeous Gloriana.
There's nothing like the original. That was the original of two of my favorite records in there. And Gloriana by Waring's Pennsylvanians from 1928. Before that, Red Nichols and his Five Pennies. Eddie Lang in there. Boy, that's no bargain. Well, it was a bargain on eBay, gotta tell you. It was actually pretty good. And the other side of that record, Washboard Blues, both from 1926. And I think Jimmy Dorsey, Red always had a good band. I mean, he wasn't certain jazz snobs considered him not persona non grata for some reason. But I think he had one of the most adventurous, one of the best bands of the time and best approaches to music. And some of the traditionalists got after him, and some of the people who were really artistic kind of snubbed him. Well, he was artistic and popular. That was the problem. If you're both, people will pick on you. And since I'm neither, this is WHCL 88.7 FM. I'm Andy Sr. On a Friday evening, playing, resurrecting the raucous noises of the ghosts of joy and happiness that resounded through speakers and what have you. 8 decades ago. Amazing stuff. And now we're going to go back even further. We're going to go back to 1900. This goes from crunchy to extra crispy here. This is Cal Stewart, who wasn't even credited on the label, but I looked this up. I'm old, but I'm awfully tough. And he's maybe a little of both. But this is from 106 years ago. So put on your acoustic ears.
I'm a jolly old fellow, way back in New England, where apples and pumpkins do grow. Where the girls, they are handsome, the boys, they are likewise. The same I would have you seen all. I came to your city, your sight for to see, the town and the great public square. I came for the riding your electric but I'm happily tough. Oh, but I'm happily tough. And the girls when you say a good joy, you're but you're happily tough. I'm old, but I'm happily tough. I'm old, but I'm happily tough. I'm a jolly old fellow, way back in New England, a jolly old fellow, you'll see. I'm playing you euchre, I'll give you the joker, and beat you now 5 or 3. A jolly old fellow, my age never mellows, although I am near 73. Away with your smokers, but give me the joker, for a jolly old fellow you see. But I'm old, but I'm happily tough. Old, but I'm happily tough. And the birds when you say a good night away, you're old, but you're happily tough. I'm old, but I'm happily tough. I'm old, but I'm happily tough.
Oh, the blue bird in blue, playing by Gilbert Ribble.
Oh,
Yes, that was one of the newest recording of that group. That was only 99 years old. That was the Maple Leaf Rag, played ably, as always, by Wessel Ossman. I used to play the banjo, too, but my Wessel Ossman is blocked. Before that, it was a Columbia 78. Before that, we had another Columbia, a Monarch recording. I don't know what. It sounded pretty accurate on the speed, but I didn't adjust much as far as the speed goes. Little Boy in Blue by Joseph Natus, 1902. And that was our anti-war song for this evening, dedicated to Cindy Sheehan. Before that, Kel Stewart, I'm Old But I'm Awfully Tough, 1900. And that was one of the earliest Columbia masters. I think that was master number 22. Came out on a double-sided record later on, by 1908. But that was a master from 1900. And you can tell that's from 1900. That sound is unmistakable. Now, I'll give your ears a break. Those, believe me, I didn't bring the original recordings that I got from those recordings. Those are cleaned up somewhat. If I had the original recordings, you'd swear you were listening to they'd been recorded on a train trestle. Got rid of some of the rumble and the Maple Leaf was impossible to hear until I took the train noises out of it. But there they are. Dead Noises, resurrected by me. Little bit of necromancy for you on Radiola. And continuing with our quest to revive sounds not heard in a while, Sally of My Dreams from 1928.
valley of my dreams. Your sunny smile comes healing when I'm feeling blue. Sometimes, Sally dear, it seems that maybe you will someday soon be dreaming too of just a shady dell where we can always dwell among the flowers in a land of make-believe. Sweet Sally, dreams are coming true. The day you say you love me half as much as I love you.
Distance interferes with the view, but anyone can see with half an eye that I'm crazy over you. It's hard to see a needle in a haystack. The hay is in the way of a view, but anyone can see with half an eye that I'm crazy over you. You need a telescope to really get the dope on stars up in the blue. But you don't have to buy a telescope to spy that I'm in love with you. It's hard to see the bottom of the ocean. The water interferes with the view. But anyone can see with half an eye that I'm crazy over you.